Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
The B Morning Coffee Club. A great way to wake up.
Whether you spring out of bed or roll over and pretend morning isn't happening.
92.5 WBEE.
We got on the kick of different type themes for trees. I remember back at the radio station when we used CDs, we used to have the CD tree.
Oh, I bet that looks so pretty with the light shining on the back where it's got like the iridescent glow.
And everybody would look and be like, oh, that's my favorite art. Oh, that's my favorite song. So we don't use CDs anymore. It's all digital.
Mm-hmm.
So, I guess I could look in the, we've got a storage garage here. See if I can find some old CDs. Maybe we could still whip that together. What are some other themed ideas for a tree?
This texter saying, I used to collect Garfield. Garfield would be at the top of the tree, had Garfield stockings, everything. And then they go through, and as it gets through more holidays, update it for Valentine's Day, update it for St. Patrick's Day, leave that tree up for a while. I'm probably going to have to do that this year because I don't have anywhere to put it. So I'm going to have to wait till it gets warm so I can switch out my patio furniture with my new fake tree.
Okay. Well, you got a plan, though. You got a plan there. I had a friend, I still have a friend, Brooke, but I haven't seen her tree in a while, but she used to do a Hello Kitty tree every year. Hello Kitty tree.
I've got a Disney princess tree at my mom's house. I haven't decided if I'm going to break it out yet. It's purple. It's 3 feet tall. And then I've got Disney Christmas snow globe. So I've got Belle and Snow White.
Okay.
Little village of snow globes.
Village, I like that too. That's some great decorating there. How about you? You got a really cool tree theme. 585-252-WBEE. Give us a call or text. Share it with us. Rochester. How about we do a theme for Rochester? How about things that were invented in Rochester? How about that?
Well, you want things invented in Rochester, Bo. You could do a little Xerox printer tree. That could be either very tall or very short. I feel like if you just did three on top of each other, throw some tinsel around it. Boom. Xerox printer tree. Hoodies.
Oh, wait,
did
hoodies?
You know hoodies were invented in Rochester? Champion, that company, first produced hoodies here in Rochester back in the 1930s, marketed to laborers working in freezing temperatures up here in upstate New York.
A hoodie tree. I like that. I love me some hoodies. I really do. And I'm going to go buy one today. I'm going to made in Rochester. Do they have one of those hoodies? Anybody seen that? Let me know. A hoodie tree. Things that were invented in Rochester. I did not know hoodies were.
Eyelash curlers. That could be pretty. Some of them are like metallic.
All right, you stick with that. I'm going to stick with the hoodie, okay?
Rochester's official morning show. The B Morning Coffee Club on 92.5 WBEE.
I'm walking down the aisle yesterday, and there's a dad about my age and his adult daughter, and the cart, they're filling up, and all of a sudden I just happen to be walking by TJ Bowen Hope here for you every weekday morning, and the dad goes, are you shopping with my credit card or you shop with yours, because this cart's filling up? And I just bust out laughing, and the dad looks at me and goes, I think she's shopping with my cart. Look how much she's got in this cart. And it was his adult daughter, and they're having fun. And do you shop differently with dad's credit card compared to yours?
No, I'm the one who's like telling my parents like, no, I can pay for it. And then if they insist, of course, I'm not going to deny it. But no, that I don't say that's crazy to me, but I always plan with the intent that I'm buying.
Okay. All right. So you keep it at your balance level, what you can afford. Well, good for you. This daughter was not. She was loading up, and I just happened to hear that statement walking by. I just started laughing.
I'd be curious if she's the baby of the family, because like I'm the oldest, and if that has anything to do with how people are shopping, whether they think it's their card or their parents' card.
You know, that's interesting. Do the oldest, you're supposed to be more responsible.
Mm-hmm.
The youngest, you still get away with stuff because you're the baby. Let us know. How does that work in your family? And the middle child, just hoping someone will pay for them, right? I don't know. How about you? What's that pecking order there when the shopping is around the holidays? If you're the oldest, your parents expect you to be more responsible paying for it. If you're the youngest, you still get away with a lot and get to fill up the cart. I'm walking down the aisle yesterday, and there's a dad about my age and his adult daughter. And the cart, they're filling up. And all of a sudden, I just happen to be walking by. TJ Bowen, Hope here for you every weekday morning. And the dad goes, are you shopping with my credit card or you shop with yours? Because this cart's filling up. And I just bust out laughing. And the dad looks at me and goes, I think she's shopping with my cart. Look how much she's got in this cart. And it was his adult daughter, and they're having fun. And do you shop differently with dad's credit card compared to yours?
No, I'm the one who's like telling my parents like, no, I can pay for it. And then if they insist, of course, I'm not going to deny it. But no, that I don't say that's crazy to me, but I always plan with the intent that I'm buying.
Okay. All right. So you keep it at your balance level, what you can afford. Well, good for you. This daughter was not. She was loading up, and I just happened to hear that statement walking by. I just started laughing.
I'd be curious if she's the baby of the family, because like I'm the oldest, and if that has anything to do with how people are shopping, whether they think it's their card or their parents' card.
You know, that's interesting. Do the oldest, you're supposed to be more responsible.
Mm-hmm.
The youngest, you still get away with stuff because you're the baby. Let us know. How does that work in your family? And the middle child, just hoping someone will pay for them, right? I don't know. How about you? What's that pecking order there when the shopping is around the holidays? If you're the oldest, your parents expect you to be more responsible paying for it. If you're the youngest, you still get away with a lot and get to fill up the cart. I'm walking down the aisle yesterday, and there's a dad about my age and his adult daughter. And the cart, they're filling up. And all of a sudden, I just happen to be walking by. TJ Bowen, Hope here for you every weekday morning. And the dad goes, are you shopping with my credit card or you shop with yours? Because this cart's filling up. And I just bust out laughing. And the dad looks at me and goes, I think she's shopping with my cart. Look how much she's got in this cart. And it was his adult daughter, and they're having fun. And do you shop differently with dad's credit card compared to yours?
No, I'm the one who's like telling my parents like, no, I can pay for it. And then if they insist, of course, I'm not going to deny it. But no, that I don't say that's crazy to me, but I always plan with the intent that I'm buying.
Okay. All right. So you keep it at your balance level, what you can afford. Well, good for you. This daughter was not. She was loading up, and I just happened to hear that statement walking by. I just started laughing.
I'd be curious if she's the baby of the family, because like I'm the oldest, and if that has anything to do with how people are shopping, whether they think it's their card or their parents' card.
You know, that's interesting. Do the oldest, you're supposed to be more responsible.
Mm-hmm.
The youngest, you still get away with stuff because you're the baby. Let us know. How does that work in your family? And the middle child, just hoping someone will pay for them, right? I don't know. How about you? What's that pecking order there when the shopping is around the holidays? If you're the oldest, your parents expect you to be more responsible. Paying for it, the youngest, you still get away with a lot and get to fill up the cart.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.